So 3-point miss in the corner to start the game, and 18 seconds in, Warsaw has it for the first time. And they're facing a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Carson Gould back to Jackson on the far side. He'll jump a pass back to Carson. Backdoor cut to Barton. He got swatted from behind, and it'll go out of bounds. Anderson swatted it and hit it off the end line.
And that's a good look by Carson Gould, but a good time cut by Brant Martin. But instead of going right up with it immediately, he kind of hesitated a little bit, and that allowed Anderson to recover.
He was afraid of what ultimately ended up happening. He thought it was going to get swatted, and he was right. On the inbounds, Gould in the corner, long jumper, no good. Rebound grab by Brown for Elkhart. We played 40 seconds. Both teams have missed long jump shots. Still looking for our first point to the game. Anderson, who I think has put on some good weight. He looks much bigger than what we saw him here last year. Shot for three by Anderson. No good left of the key beyond the arc. Trey Davis the rebound. Into the corner for Martin. He'll gather up and shoot a three-pointer. No good. Carson Gould the rebound. Gould at the block. Needs help. Flipped it back out to Trey Davis, who gives it back to Carson. Gould pressure. Cross-court pass Jackson Gould. Down to the baseline to Martin. He is double-teamed. Skips it back across to an open Carson Gould. He throws it to the foul line to Jaeger. Cross-court pass Jackson Gould for three. No good. And the ball went over the corner of the backboard and out of bounds to Elkhart.
One thing about the post players for Warsaw, and it was in the JV game too, when you're settling down in the middle, if nobody's contacting you, you've got to go find contact and pin your guy so that you can become an available receiver. Warsaw staying away from the contact, and that doesn't leave room for the guards to throw you the basketball with confidence.
Windy on the drive to the free throw line. Left side, he throws to Brown. Into the corner to Anderson. Anderson holding, now backs down in on Trey Davis. Skips a cross-court pass, too high for Williams. He's able to keep it in bounds. Now to Anderson. Anderson behind the back, dribble down to the block, runs over Jackson Gould, offensive foul. There's that man again. Jackson Gould run over by Anderson. Warsaw's got the ball back.
And on the drive up here, I explained to Andrew that tonight the opportunity to take charges is a game changer because Elkhart, when they get past you head and shoulders from 15 feet, they're not stopping. They're going to go through you, so Warsaw can take charges. But who's going to be willing to do that?
Left corner, Trey Davis against the trap. Skips it back to the right for Carson Gould. Out above the elbow for Jaeger. Left side for Jackson Gould. Back to Carson. Carson walks up to the arc in the corner to Martin. Skip pass across. Jackson Gould drives the baseline all the way to the rack. He missed it. Jaeger the rebound. Back up blocked. Jaeger tipped it out of bounds. No, Elkhart tipped it out of bounds. It'll belong to Warsaw. And those are the plays that Warsaw did not make last night. Ones just like that that they got to make if they're going to turn the season around.
Well, and Jaeger kind of rushed that up there, and if he takes his time, he's going to get fouled on that play.
Jaeger backs into the block. Off balance. Left-handed. Good. Jaeger falling to his left, shoots it left-handed and scores. And Warsaw is on the board first at 5:32 of the opening quarter.
Well, and he wanted to come back this way, but that's what contact does. He felt the contact on this side, so he instead goes the other way, which allows him to flip it up there with the left hand.
Anderson, ball poked away by Trey Davis. Davis has given up about 6 inches and about 40 pounds. Anderson behind the ball, back dribble, picked off. Stolen by Jackson Gould. Ahead to Carson, takes it in, puts it up. No, but a whistle and a foul called. Williams gets the foul, his first. Carson Gould shoots two for the Tigers.
Well, and you mentioned that Trey's given up height and weight. There's one person in the gym that doesn't know that, and that's Trey Davis. He thinks that they're even up in size and everything else because he's such a competitor, and defensively, he is a nightmare to deal with if you're trying to score the basketball and if you're Elkhart and Anderson.
Carson has had some trouble at the free throw line. He makes that one. With the make, he's 7 out of 12. One more coming for the 5'11 sophomore. And he'll put it up there, and it's short. And the rebound's grabbed by Brown for Elkhart. Across the line goes Williams through the center circle. Looking left, throws it back to the right to Windy. Windy holding, bounces out to Brown between the circles against Jaeger. Down inside to Anderson against Davis. He'll turn and score. Anderson for two. 3-2 Tigers as we approach 4:40 left to play here first quarter.
And that was the first time Anderson was able to pin Trey underneath him and be available for a post feed.
Carson Gould, left wing, trapped, lobs back across to his brother. Down to the wing for Martin. Jaeger across to Carson Gould, down to the baseline for Davis. Ball fake and a drive in the lane. Carson Gould pass tipped out of bounds. How many times did Carson Gould pass up a shot in that last 20 seconds of this possession?
Well, and on Tiger Talk, you know, Coach Moore specifically said Carson has to shoot the basketball because then it'll free things up not only for him but also other players. And right there, Carson's got to at least give you a ball fake towards the basket.
Trey Davis, low block on the left. Double team back to Carson Gould. He'll shoot that one. It's no good for three. Rebound grabbed and knocked out of the hands of Trey Davis. Trent Long says it's out of bounds to Elkhart. Drew Heckman and Luke Bricker into the game for the Tigers. For Davis and Yeager at 4:08 of quarter one, with Warsaw leading 3-2.
Well, now let's see who matches up with Anderson, because, you know, Trey did such a good job in the first 4 minutes of this game. Somebody else is going to have to step up and guard the best player on the other team.
And there's a pass to the wing picked off by Martin for the Tigers. Jackson Gould up the middle, and he threw it out of bounds. He had Bricker all by himself in the deep left corner before Elkhart had reorganized on defense. And he missed the target by about 5 feet and throws it out of bounds. Good catch by the security guard down in that corner, though. She was all over that, but she's not available to play. Elkhart with the ball, still trailing 3-2. Williams, cross-court pass for Gates. Back to Brown on the right, out the top, Anderson. He'll drive in on the left, lost the ball. It's loose on the floor, and Martin, I believe, dribbled it out of bounds. He did. Martin was falling out of bounds, and rather than throw it back in, he just ate it. Just said, I'll just take this out of bounds and make Elkhart throw it in. Anderson does that to Williams in the corner, out top for Gates. Gates with a sleeve that goes all the way up just below his knee, almost like a long sock. And there's a pickoff. Carson Gould with a steal. Ahead to Bricker, being chased, put it up, and in, and a foul. Williams fouled him, Jared, so early that he had time to gather himself back up, reorganize, and put that off the glass and in.
And he was able to do that because Carson Gould didn't just throw the ball directly to Luke. He advanced the ball ahead of him and allowed Bricker to chase that ball down, and then the defense was catching up. So then he was able to corral it and get fouled. That's an excellent pass by Carson to lead Luke. And then it's also an outstanding finish with the contact.
Williams with his second foul. Bricker with a three-point play for the Tigers after only scoring 2 points all of last night. Warsaw has a 6-2 lead with 3:18 left to play in our opening stanza. Anderson pounding the dribble out top against Heckman, right corner for Brown. All the way out the gate to the top. He fakes. Now he shoots a three. It's no good. Long rebound grabbed by Becker, who just checked in. He shoots in the lane. Wildly no good. Back tapped out to Wendy. Wendy at the foul line. Right side for Becker. Braden Becker, a 5'11 junior, in the game because Williams has two fouls. Into the corner. Grabbed by Becker. He's guarded by Bricker. Anderson, a three-pointer. Way off the mark. Carson Gould, the rebound for the Tigers. Carson in transition. Left side, Jackson Gould. Backdoor cut to Martin, backs his way into the basket and missed it. The rebound is grabbed by Brown for Elkhart. He had Bricker standing right next to him for an open three-point look in transition. Passed it up because he envisioned Martin being open, which he did, but he could not finish. Wendy, pros by Carson Gould. Cross-court pass, Brown deflected. He saved it in. Gates back to Wendy on the right side for three. Way too hard. Rebound Brown. Stripped away by Jackson Gould. What a play. Carson Gould through the center circle. Up ahead, Heckman, right wing. Dribbles in a step. Into the left corner for Martin. Out the wing. Bricker for three. Book it. The extra pass. Bricker with 6 first quarter points. Warsaw leads 9-2. And a timeout will be taken by Kyle Sears of Elkhart. 1:57 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw leads 9-2 over Elkhart. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Elkhart takes the first time out of the game. 1:57 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw with a 9-2 lead over the homestanding Lions. Anderson gets the inbounds pass from Wendy. He'll walk it up. Anderson at the three-point arc, top of the circle to Gates. They leave him alone. He shoots from there. He missed it. Rebound grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Carson Gould up the far side of the court, trapped along the sidelines. To Jackson Gould, out to Bricker. Bricker now to Carson Gould in the corner. Ball tipped out of bounds. Warsaw maintains possession. And a good job by Jackson Gould to get his hand out of the way. because I'm not sure he could have caught that with the ball spinning coming as fast as it was coming.
It's not easy to just kind of take your hands down when that ball gets tipped when you think you have a shot, because never good things happen when the ball's been tipped.
Martin's pass out top, deflected. Heckman is able to get to it first. Bricker, right wing for Martin to the baseline. Jackson Gould skips it out to Bricker off target. Now Carson Gould to the baseline to Jackson. Back across to Bricker. Open for three. Good again. Another three in the first quarter. Bricker had two last night. He's got nine in the first 7 minutes tonight. Warsaw leads 12-2.
You know, Warsaw's been able to throw that skip pass from the bottom all the way across to the opposite wing, and it's provided them with some very good opportunities from the perimeter.
Wendy out to the right for Becker. Pressure by Bricker. Throws it to Anderson outside the arc on the right against Heckman. 47 seconds to the quarter. Anderson spins the lane, shoots from 12 and hits. Damarian's got four, all four Elkhart points. Bricker at the line, back across Carson Gould. Pressure coming from the Lions. And Gould had the pass taken away. Stolen by Anderson. Bricker's back. Anderson takes it, missed the layup. And a whistle and a foul called as Brown ran right over Brant Martin. And Warsaw's got the ball right back.
And the one thing about that last possession right there, Warsaw turns the ball over, I think, the first time, just in terms of where the trap comes and where the pressure comes. They've got to be strong with the basketball, because the only way Elkhart can battle back in this game as it continues to go is their pressure. They're going to pressure as hard as they can in those half-court traps. Warsaw's got to be strong with the ball.
New kid in for Elkhart, that is Diego Villegas Noguera. He is from Venezuela. And he's going to try to help his team for the last 20 seconds of this quarter. Gould to Gould. Carson, left side, Bricker, 13 seconds left in the quarter. Out top for Carson Gould. Near side for Jackson, 8 seconds. To Carson with six. To Bricker. Fakes, double team. Lobs across to Heckman, 2 seconds. One, Carson will get off a 30-footer at the buzzer, and it comes up short. After one, Warsaw 12, Elkhart 4. We're back in 60 seconds with quarter two on News Now Warsaw.